That's the yuma. That there are two separate and distinct kinds of tshuva. There's tshuva meyira and there's tshuva meyava. Tshuva meyira, based on the pasuk, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta ba'avonecha. The pasuk we read on Shabbat tshuva, in the middle of Aseret Yemei tshuva, in the middle of the days of awe of the Yomim Noroim, the days of tshuva meyira. And as a result of the tshuva meyira, zidonos nasas lo ki shugogos. As a result of repentance out of fear, one's sins which were committed originally on purpose, are converted somehow into shugogos, into as if they were done by accident, accidental sins. However, tshuva meyava, tshuva out of love, is on a much higher level. Tshuva meyava is so great. Tshuva out of love is such a high madrega that zidonos nasas lo ke zochios, that the misdeeds, that the sins that were committed originally can be converted not only into mistakes, but even into a merit, a tzchus, quite a remarkable accomplishment. It's hard to understand how a negative could suddenly be turned into a positive. The Farshim explain what it means is that an individual who does tshuva out of ava understands that while he was doing bad things, certain kochos ha-nefesh would develop within him. Certain powers, certain abilities, certain drives that he had were developed, and he can sublimate and elevate and utilize these kochos ha-nefesh now for a positive goal. Then indeed, zidonos, nasas, lo kezachios. The negatives can become positives because he's taking the force that was developed in a negative light and sublimating them and converting them, transforming them, if you will, into powers to be used in a positive way. Traditionally, Svarim writes, as I mentioned before, the tshuva meyira takes place during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, known as the Yomim HaNoroyim, the days of awe, whereas Sukkot represents Tshuva Me'ava. Sukkot represents Tshuva out of love, out of joy, out of Simcha. As far as I point out, that the Simcha of Sukkot has its apex concept of Beis HaShoeva. Beis HaShoeva Shafta Mayim V'Sosim Mimayim HaYeshua. Beis HaShoeva, which means that a person draws water from the depth, takes the forces that were used originally for the negative from the deep and brings them up. That's Tshuva Me'ava. Indeed, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph tells us in the context of the Beis HaShoeva about Ashrei, fortunate is one shezeknuso mechaperes al yalduso, that what he does later on in life in the form of tshuva me'ava is an atonement for his misdeeds of youth, but in a sense of ashrei, or fortunate, this is tshuva me'ava, but it's not salo kid kizachios. What I'd like to discuss with you this evening, in the brief time allotted, is to take this theme, which has been well established in our Svarim, and to apply it not only to the tshuva of Beit Adam LaMakom, which is normally applied, but to extend it even to tshuva Shebein Adam LaChaveiro. We think, correctly so, that in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Erev Yom Kippur in particular, we are required to be Meratzes Chavereinu, based upon the Mishnah Yuma, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, even with Tshuva, Ad Shiratzes Chavero, to appease your friend, to ask for his forgiveness. Hence, in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we have a Tshuva of Ben Adam LaChavero, Miyira. Because without that Tshuva, Ben Adam LaChavero, there will be no Kapara of Yom HaKippurim, and we may not be Zocha B'din. However, we can suggest that Sukkos represents the concept of tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of love, not merely in the more prevalent context. Out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it certainly means. But it goes further than that. It even extends to include a tshuva me'ava in Beit Adam L'Chaver. When after Yom Kippur is passed, and we assume that our relationship with our peers has been repaired, that there's been mechila, there's been tshuva, there's been appeasement, there's been ritzui, we still then try to come even closer with our chaveirim, with all members of Klal Yisrael. Not out of fear of punishment, that Yom Kippur will not atone. Yom Kippur already atoned. We already asked for mechila from our friends, and they granted it. I hope that all of you say Tfila Zaka, which is found in the Mount Zorin, after Kol Nidre, before Kol Nidre, after Kol Nidre. And in that Tfila Zaka, we say we're forgiving everybody. We don't want anyone to be punished on our account. And we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that we hope that others will forgive us as well. So let's assume that everybody says Tfila Zaka, he says it, or feels it, or thinks it. So after the clean slate, come Yom Kippur, there's no more outstanding sins. So what? Now is the time to come even closer to our chaverim, the chaverim in the broader sense, all members of Kol Yisrael chaverim, based on the tshuva me'ava for these kinds of misdeeds. Indeed, the Gemara tells us in the pasuk, Kol Ezrach v'Yisrael Yeshu v'Sukkos, that Kol Yisrael ruiyim leishem v'Sukkah achas. What does this mean? Aside from its halachic context in the Sefer Sukkah, what it means al fim achshav is that all of Yisrael is raw, it's fit to sit in one sukkah. What does that mean? When you're in your own house, everyone has its own private customs, its own private walls and locked doors, shuttered windows. Come sukkahs, you leave the house. So today everyone has its own private house, you lost the flavor. But what it used to be, and some houses it still is, you have an apartment house, and there are 20 different apartment houses, and then everyone's private. Comes the week of sukkahs, everyone comes down into the sukkah, and everyone brings their pots and their pans and their dishes, and it comes down. They manage to find place in what we call the big tent of the sukkah shalom. They manage to find place together in the sukkah achas. This is a tshuva me'ava on avera shebein adam lachavera. We know that sukkahs is not only the climax of the yomim anoroim of the chagei tishrei; it's also the climax of the shalosh regalim. About the Shalosh Regalim, it is said, and about the Yom Kippur, times when Am Yisrael would flock to Yerushalayim. We're taught in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that there was omdim tzufim u'mishtachavim revachim. They would stand, it was very crowded, and they bow down, there's plenty of room, and the famous Mishnah there also, me'olam lo'odam, lo'oma adam, me'olam tzali ha'makom v'Yerushalayim. It's always place in Yerushalayim, always place. So we can understand it, of course, on a literal level, no question about it, but there's a deeper meaning as well. How do we, in fact, accommodate one another? How do we achieve this, if you will, tshuva me'ava in ben adam l'chaver? How do we do it? So in Sfarim it's written, it's not the simple pshat, but the Eveshim and Al-Adrush, the lesson is certainly clear. If we are omdim means someone who insists on his full rights. I'm standing there and I insist on every right that the Gemara has a Masechta above a Messiah, Daf Lamed. Why do we have Churban Yerushalayim? Shemidu Dineyam al Din Torah. Everyone stood on the ceremony, stood for his rights. If you do that, it's always going to be Tzufufin. It's always going to be crowded. Everyone wants to have every single perceived right of his. It's always going to be crowded. It's always going to be Tzufufin. Whereas Mishtachavim, if people bow and they concede, and they're conciliatory, and they're compromised, it's always going to be revachim. There's always room. There's always room. As long as there is what we call generosity of spirit, individuals have, are willing to compromise, they're willing to give in, and even though their rights are trampled upon to some extent, and even though they're not getting everything they deserve, so what? The mishtachavim, it's revachim. Or as the Hasidim would put it, when we finish Mon Esrei, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for shalom, we need shalom so desperately. So before you ask for shalom, you do two things. You bow. and he takes 3 steps back. And by bowing and taking 3 steps back, it's Meshachavim. They give him space. So that's Revochim. Then you're going to say, also Shalom Rimromo, Vyasa Shalom Aleinu. Then you're going to have Shalom. If you're going to stand there up to the very edge of your perceived right, it's always going to be crowded. This generosity of spirit can only come through love. As the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, we're learning it this year. I don't think I got yet to Daf Zayin. Maybe. But in Daf Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara tells us the following metaphor. The Gemara says, when our love is strong, we can fit together on the blade of a sword. But when the love soured, the entire palace couldn't hold the two of us. Talking, of course, about a married couple, but it's a metaphor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael at the Beis HaMikdash. When you learn the Gemara, you'll see what the Mefarshim say in that Gemara. It's the same idea. The same idea. When there is this love on both levels, on the interpersonal level of the mashal, of the couple, and on the metaphorical level, the nimshal, of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both denote Ava. We need Tshuva Me'Ava with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the traditional understanding of Tshuva Me'Ava. But with Mechadish Shanai, a new concept of Tshuva Me'Ava on Averus Shebein Odom Lachaveiro. And it's only then that we can become much closer and embody the spirit of Sukkot in our Benam Lachaveiro, as well as the spirit of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. The connection between the holidays of Tishrei that are coming up is very, very clear. The Medrash tells us that when we have the Yemei HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we're not sure who won. Who won the Din? Did we win or did the Goyim win? So the Gemara says, the Medrash says in Parshas Emor, when we come out and we hold on to the Lulav and the Etrog, this is a sign that some of we were Zocha V'Din, that Klal Yisrael emerged victorious. Not exactly sure what this means, but one of the interpretations is that we're coming together. When we're together, we emerge victorious. Even though we may be sinners. The Rishalmi tells us that in the days of Achav, wasn't exactly the generation known for its Yerushalayim. It was known for Avodah Zarah, as a matter of fact. Nonetheless, the Rishalmi tells us that Achav and his troops would go to war and come back with no casualties. Miracle. Why? There was no backstabbing, there was no infighting. And as a result, they were able to come back from their wars with no casualties. Contrast, David HaMelech, the time of great tzaddikim. But because of all the infighting and the backstabbing that went on in his time, unfortunately, there were casualties. And the Medrash is in the very same parak in the Medrash Rabbah, that the holding of the Lulav and the Etrog and Hadassim and Aravos represented the four different kinds of Jews, with Torah and Mitzvahs, Torah or Mitzvahs, or neither, and they're all together with the Aguda and the Ima Achas, the Medrash is in one place, they're together in one pleasant bundle. This is the highest level. Why? We're coming together, all different kinds of Jews, of different kinds of religious observance. Doesn't make a difference. We're coming together. This, if you will, represents the Tshuva Me'ava on Averes Shebenon Lachavero, and it's only this which can enable us to emerge victorious over the nations of the world. So we come and behold these Arabina together to recognize and symbolize this lesson, that we internalized it, we learned it, that we studied it, that we're absorbing it and we're keeping it. This is what enables us to emerge victorious over our enemies. Your little things and your big things. Coming in today, so I had to go around the whole block to get in. I came from this side, and I went this way, and this way, and this way. And people are, all kinds of belly aching at this. Well, they're closing the base medrash, and this. I want to tell you that I'm in favor of the base medrash being open. No one should misunderstand my position on this matter. But nonetheless, I think we have to learn and to demonstrate some generosity of spirit. I mean, even if we have some kind of a right to be in the Beit Medrash, which I think we do, and perhaps it's being taken away from us earlier than necessary, which I think is also true. I didn't speak to the Mashiach in advance. I think he agrees with me. Nonetheless, So you can't fight every battle. Not every time that something is taken away from you, which really should be coming to you, is you have a call to arms to make a machlekes. You have to know when to look the other way. But coming into the yeshiva, sometimes I don't even say I have no seat and I have no chavrusa and I have no this and that. It's again, there are all kinds of quibbles that we may have. For our yeshiva, which is a very Baruch Hashem, a big tent, a big yeshiva, a big base medrash, people come from different places. We have to be Kol Yisroel, Ruyel Meshe, be Sukkah Achas, all be able to sit in one yeshiva, in one sukkah, one base medrash. This requires what we call Mishtachavim Revochim, be conciliatory, give in, don't fight for everything you think is coming to you, absolutely. Be able to give in on certain things. This enables us to reach this high level of what I call tshuva me'ava benonim lachavero, that we should be able to come close to our fellows, close to all of Am Yisrael, not to be insistent on all the rights that we think we have. This is such an important lesson. You know, we're in the month of Elul, just 10 days before Rosh Hashanah, and everyone is focusing on tshuva, what they can do in the last. If you will, the Aseret Simei Tshuva before the Aseret Simei Tshuva, the 10 days between now and Rosh Hashanah. And I find there's a lot of focus on good things, really wonderful things, along with Shemoneh Esrei, that's really wonderful, and more Torah and learning, which the Chazal quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down as well. All these things are wonderful. May I add to your agenda, and that is, what about Benanam L'Chaveru? Think now, think for a few minutes. We're going to daven Arav in a few minutes, because I have a little Shemoneh Esrei. And people are going to say Slach Lanu Mikicha Tonu, and undoubtedly they have in mind, you know, that maybe they missed the mincha, or maybe they davened with less kavana, maybe they forgot to bench, or they benched with it too quickly, and this is of course very appropriate. But remember that the list of averis is not only a list which is Be'adam La Mokom, but it includes, I would even say, primarily averis Shebe'adam La Chaveru. Just look. Now, I don't have the time to go into it now. But just look in the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam is a very, very, very important sefer. It's too often overlooked. Read the sefer of the Chai Adam for Erev Yom Kippur. We tell you how to prepare for the Yemei Adin. And he gives you a list that, you know, people think, me? I'm Shomer Shabbos, I keep kosher. So, what me worry? Huh? We don't have to worry about for the Yemei Adin. I'm okay. He goes into a list of averis that we have to worry about, even the what we call the Shomer Mitzvahs. And there are some, Lamokums, yes. But you look carefully in the list, the majority of the averis that he has are what I call Benodom Lachavero, or what I might call Benodom Laatmo, Mivis, Kas, and Gaiva. But you know what they call Benodom Laatmo often, almost always, translates quite instantly into Benodom Lachavero. The person doesn't demonstrate his gaiva, his kas, to the Rebbeinu Shlom, as a rule, but maybe to his spouse, or to his parents, or to his siblings, or to his chavrusa, or to his someone who is walking by in the hall. So that's something that we should really be focusing on more than we care to think. These kinds of misdeeds, the averis ben adam la chavero, because we have to recognize that these averis as well have the potential not only of tshuva meira. The tshuva that we do before Hashanah Yom Kippur, conceptually, which have a yiras ha'onesh for fear that without asking for mechila from our friends, we will not have the forgiveness that we crave. But even conceptually, starting from now, but focus more, at least on the chronology, on the concept of sukkahs, of tshuva me'ava, should be utilized with respect to averis shebein odom lachavero. In this way, we can reach higher levels than we ever had before of closeness to other people. And we know that ultimately, as we learned from the lesson of the Medrash in Parshas Emor, it is this closeness, it is this achdus that we need desperately to be menatzeach, as the Medrash calls it, over our sonim. Our sonim are still together. We know too well the tragedy that we've experienced recently and over the whole year. What we can do, aside from saying two prakim of tilim, three prakim of tilim, it's wonderful. How about a little extra Benan al-Khavero, finding one person that we wronged somewhere along the line and asking for forgiveness? To my mind, this is the most important way to guarantee a Shnas Chaim v'Shalom.